This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, an important stage of a war crimes trial got underway at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A motions hearing was held for David Hicks. He's a 29-year-old Australian who has been charged with, among other things, attempted murder, aiding the Taliban, and conspiracy to commit terrorism. Hicks faces life in prison. The motions hearing will help lay the groundwork for how this particular type of military trial will proceed. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Guantanamo Bay.
The last time the United States held this type of military trial, which the government calls commissions, was at the end of World War II. The defendants were eight Germans who had been dispatched to the United States to sabotage railroad lines, water, and communication systems. Their trial was swift. Within 1 month, the eight were tried, sentenced, and all but two of them were executed. The spirit of the German saboteur trial 6 decades ago hangs over the courtroom here at Guantanamo Bay. One of the questions batted around during this week's proceedings was whether that trial is relevant to this one. The defense says no and has filed nearly 36 motions, many moving to dismiss the case, says Lieutenant Susan McGarvey, a military lawyer and spokesperson for the commissions.
There are motions ranging from dismissing the charges for saying that there is not a violation of the current status of the law of war, for example. They say conspiracy is not a war crime. They say terrorism is not a war crime.
Defense also argued motions regarding the military panel hearing the case. Two of the three panel members have no legal background, yet they're having to decide facts about law and evidence. It quickly became apparent during the three-day hearing that the untrained panel members struggled to grasp some basic concepts of law and court proceedings. Josh Dreitel, Hicks' civilian lawyer, says those panel members are faced with a hopeless task.
For them to assimilate all the information and training necessary to do this, this is not a three-day process. You don't decide someone's life and their liberty by giving someone 3 days of training on some of the most complex issues in law and then having them apply it.
Defense filed motions moving that expert witnesses be called to help explain some of the concepts of military and international law. The panel denied that request. Military legal experts say witnesses are rarely called in to testify about rules of law. Throughout the proceedings, defense and prosecution patiently tried to explain dense, complex issues relating to international law, the law of war, and war crimes. The arguments often involved hypotheticals, which tended to go around in circles and become confusing. Even so, Colonel David McWilliams, the commission spokesman, said it's clear the panel is trying to do a good job.
We had a very spirited discussion between the trial counsel and defense and the panel, and a lot of engagement in terms of the issues. The panel is actively involved in understanding and working on the issues and taking the time to do the research and make the decisions they need to make.
Those decisions will help establish a framework for how this and future commissions will proceed. A series of rules were written up by the Department of Defense specifically for these trials. Defense lawyer Josh Dreitel says most of those rules have no legal precedent.
Our position is it has no basis in historical fact, it has no basis in legal precedent, it has no basis in military law. It is merely their wish list of what they want to do with David and what they want to do with these detainees in this system. To call it law is charitable.
But the prosecution says the defense is also picking and choosing laws and statutes from various international and established legal baskets to make its case. The panel delayed a ruling on nearly half the motions. On Monday, it will convene again to hear motions in the trial of 34-year-old Salim Ahmed Hamdan, a Yemeni national who is accused of being a driver and bodyguard for Osama bin Laden. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.